Cascadia. Today is Friday, October 3rd, 2014, and you're listening to KBOO 90.7 FM, KBOO.FM on the web. And you're listening to this signal because of your support for community radio. A lot of times you hear radio fundraisers where they say, people just like you. Well, at KBOO, there aren't any people just like you. That's the whole point. We're all very different. And this is radio for people who don't see themselves as part of the thundering herd. But they do see themselves as part of a diverse community that has come together for the purpose of putting voices on the air that you are not going to hear anywhere else. That's just the way it is. The people you hear on the air, it's not all the same. We're not all just like one another. I promise you, I am definitely not like other, none of us are like anyone else. That's why you tune in, because you want to hear a wide spectrum of different ideas, thoughts. This is not prefab modular programming. All the pieces do not fit together perfectly, but what we emerge with is a sound that is utterly unique, and that is a forum for people who are different, diverse, come from different places, and are heading to different destinations, and we all get there together, because at the end we are a community. And at a fun drive, what we're in right now, the membership drive for fall 2014, this is when community sings out full strength. And we thank you all who have made those contributions right now. So, no, this is not radio for people just like you. This is radio for you. That said, Noel Hanrahan of the Prison Radio Project is standing by. I want to get through just a couple of really important headlines briefly. Congressman, get this. Congressman Pete DeFazio says that he believes the Jordan Cove Enichi Project will move forward. Why? Wait for it. As fewer people seem to be completely opposed to the project. That's about right there. That's the nut of it, isn't it? The person who mainly opposed to it, of course, is Jody McCaffrey with Citizens Against LNG. That's their website. You can go there. You can stay up to speed with the people, the resistance down there. But the fact that Congressman Pete DeFazio, of all people, says that he has basically given up hope of stopping this travesty, that calls for immediate action, for immediate resistance, and immediate solidarity with Jody and others down there who are the last standing between an energy terminal at Coos Bay and a pristine Oregon coast. We've already killed off all the starfish. What's next? And the world's last remaining forest wilderness is rapidly being lost, and much of this is taking place in where? Canada! Not Brazil, not Indonesia, where deforestation has so far made the headlines, but new satellite study shows that since 2000, over 104 million hectares of forest, an area three times, get this, an area in Canada, three times the size of Germany has been destroyed, degraded, and left in ruins. You should see the aerial photographs of what they've done. But here we have some good news. Remember we were covering the Keystone XL news out of Texas? Well, get this. A jury in Dallas this week awarded nearly $3 million to the plaintiffs, Bob and Lisa Parr. They sued Barnett Shale Fracking Company, Aruba Petroleum, for intentionally causing a nuisance on their property, which is and impacting their health, ruined their drinking water. They had to move off their own land for months at a time while this was going on. And also, of course, their house is worth about 23 cents and change after all of this. So good on you to the Parrs. And hundreds of protesters faced off riot police this week outside Campo. You thought I was going to say Hong Kong, right? Nope. Campo Di Monte Palace in southern Naples, where the European Central Bank is holding one of its regular rate-setting meetings. Television video feeds show, and people's the videos posted on YouTube show police in riot gear barring protesters. It was a huge, huge uprising. They were barred from the grounds where these Central Bank is meeting right now. They're in trouble, and they know it, and the protesters know it too. That said, there's a lot more headlines, a lot more to get to, but the most important thing right now is the news coming out of a prison cell where Mumia Abu-Jamal continues to broadcast, and there was a planned, recorded speech for Goddard College. But once again, he must be doing something right, because he's definitely ticked off the right people. And Noel Hanrahan is joining us with Prison Radio Project to talk about that right now. Good morning, Noel. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me on.
I am delighted to have you back on the show. But this is really something this week. Our listeners are devoted fans of Mumia's broadcasts that we get. He seems to become almost like a William Gibson character, existing only in cyberspace, but growing stronger the more they try to silence him. What stirred up this current fracas?
Just the fact that Mumia had a voice. I think that the right wing, the powers that be, the corporate media, plus the politicians, are really afraid of what grassroots media people have to say and what people who are willing to challenge their perspectives have to say. So their interest is to silence Mumia and silence investigative reporters and media that challenges the status quo.
It seems that voices like Mumia, people speaking from behind bars, we have people in detention centers in the United States that seem to have been designed specifically to silence people, the communication CMUs, communication management units that proliferate as points of darkness across the landscape. The efforts to silence other people, we can almost rest assured that more and more of this type of censorship is going to occur. Right now, can you tell our listeners a bit about Mumia's current situation?
Mumia's doing weekly commentaries, and we're broadcasting them all over the world. He's working on his eighth book. It's called Murder, Inc., which is about U.S. imperialism over the last 500 years. It's incredibly prolific. So he recorded comments last night that I just put up on the website, and I'm distributing about the Goddard controversy. He's giving a graduation speech to Goddard. He went to Goddard in the late 70s, and he completed his degree, his undergraduate degree, at Goddard while he was in prison. And he now is giving a commencement to an undergraduate graduation that's happening this Sunday. So this is what the controversy was about. And senators and a lot of media have been just complaining that Mumia has a voice at all. But we've completed the graduation speech. We've put a video to it. We're going to release it on Sunday at 5 p.m. after the graduation. And at this point, we're moving forward. You know, it's interesting because the prison has acknowledged that Mumia Abu-Jamal has a constitutional right to speak, and that while they would like to pull the plug on his ability to record broadcasts, they cannot.
So the people who are trying to silence him, they claim that he has nothing to say. But if he has nothing to say, why are they trying so hard to stop him from saying it?
That's a point. That's a really good point. I think that their position would be that he's convicted of murder, and therefore he's lost his right to communicate with the outside world. That would not be supported by case law and the Constitution. I mean, I think the U.S. has in many ways tried to silence prisoners, from Guantanamo to, as you mentioned, the CMUs, and to the Florence, Colorado facilities. They do warehouse people in places and do not give them access to the media, and they have severely restricted the media's ability to report on prisons. That said, it's always about brave and courageous journalists like Mumia Abu-Jamal continuing to express and reach the people, and I think he has done that.
His voice has become, I really feel that he is an amazingly powerful presence, whether we hear him, but not that we don't actually see him. Although, if they can do it, if God is doing a video feed and the broadcast
of
the...
Not a video feed, but we put a video to his... Because it's 10 minutes long, we created a video to go with it.
So they're going to show this at 5 o'clock, and this is like after their commencement.
Yeah, their commencement's at 4, so it's really for the kids who are graduating because they requested it, and so it's the special thing for them at 4, and then we're going to release it and make it available to everybody else at 5.
So what are they doing? Like, that is going to be the commencement speech. It's not going to be sort of put to
the top. That
afterwards.
Is the commencement.
Wonderful.
Speech, yeah.
The more you try to silence voices like Mumia's, the louder and more forceful, the more compelling they become. Other Prison Radio Project, there's other people who are behind bars right now whose stories should be told, because the president's responsible for murdering hundreds and thousands of people, and he talks all the time. So being a murderer in America is absolutely no reason to be silenced. In fact, people who are murderers get on chat shows and so forth all the time. I think we probably had some on Air Cascadia unwittingly. But apart from that, people in prisons have learned of a special skill set. It's a very difficult environment to live in. Can you talk briefly in the minute that we have before we have to let you go about the economics, the privatization of human misery, so that we live in a world
honestly,
where people make money off of this stuff.
We all just need to be aware that there's an economic reason why mass incarceration has happened the way it has. The last 30 years has dramatically altered the landscape, our cultural landscape, our social landscape, and our economic landscape. The vast amount of people we have in prison, the millions of people, the over 2 million people in prison, 7 million under correctional control, that's an economic agenda. So it's serving someone or something. I personally think it may be because of the deindustrialization of the urban communities, and they don't want to see breadlines and people demanding work and dignity. So it's a way in which the culture can control labor that they don't have jobs for. And they need that in order to control the political situation, so they disenfranchise felons. There are a lot of reasons why it happens, and there's some economic, some political, but it changes what is possible and how healthy the culture can be, because we're choosing prisons over preschools. We are making a cultural choice to spend money on warehousing people unnecessarily. No other culture in the world does this. We are, in fact, criminogenic. We are creating crime by these policies.
Yeah.
So
And
I am so sorry. I got to go too. Things are really there's a lot happening here, so I got to run.
And that's myself. I'm so glad that you were able to take a few minutes.
Prisonradio.org. Listen to what Mumia has to say.
Prisonradio.org. Everybody, be listening. It's going to happen. They can't stop him. They can't silence
him.
Thanks for that, Noel. My guest, of course, has been Noel Hanran with Prison Radio Project. Sam Parrish engineered the show today. Thanks, Sam. Kathleen Stevenson, to KBO AM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts, know your rights, take a stand, and be sure that you support community radio. This is freedom. If you want to talk about freedom, this is it. And right now, I think we have Jenka Soderberg, the superstar PM News director here at KBOO, and we have Justin Blue, superstar guy who pitches for this show, and I'm so grateful.
Thanks so much, Chris.
Thank you.
And we want to ask you to support KBOO right now, 877-500-5266. We've only got a couple of minutes, and we want to have at least one person get this hoodie for $20 a month. That's a contribution that can come out of your checking account. If you can do that, you can get this limited edition KBOO Community Radio black hoodie with a logo on the front that's really amazing. 877-500-5266. If you just think about the value value that Air Cascadia provides on a daily basis, the news, the unheard news that you get on this show, the investigative reporting. You know, just think about just the last few shows. You've heard about Utah tar sands resistance. You've heard about U.S. Forest Service restrictions on the media. The Portland activist that sought sanctuary at a local church. The Israeli expropriation of Palestinian land, something that Chris Andre brings out that other stations really do a pretty horrible job on reporting on that issue. Chris brings it to you every single day. Hard-hitting, fact-driven news that also provides a commentary that's pretty scathing as well. If you appreciate that, if you appreciate the fact that KBOO provides a voice for this type of radio, for community activists to get on the air on a daily basis, call us right now. Do support KBOO 877-500-5266. $40 a basic membership. If you could do a monthly deduction of $5 or $10 a month, that is what makes it happen for KBOO.
And I hazard a guess that there is no ifs, ands, or buts about it. You do value this. You've been listening for years and years and years, and you're showing your support because you can't get this information anyplace else. And that's why you're moving to your phones right now. 877-500-5266. No matter where you are on earth, you are probably not finding this kind of information anywhere else. Do it online at kboo.fm. By any means necessary, lending voice to the unheard. That's what KBOO has been doing for 24 million commercial-free minutes. It's worth your support. You've been supporting for a long time. Now, please, just make sure you've taken a hand in it, a small amount of money. Literally, pennies, nickels, and dimes go towards the more than $2,100 a day. Won't you get on the phone right now? 877-500-5266. Don't wait for someone else to do it. Imagine how much more we can do with your support and your support and your support. Do it right now. Toll free. 877-500-K.